This is News Talk 1400 WRJN. Well, as I found very interesting the other day, found it on the internet, Dental Health Associates of Madison are among the first dental offices in the nation to offer podcasts as a way to help patients better understand dental procedures. And joining us on the line right now is the former CEO of the Wisconsin Medical Association. That's John Patchett. Hi, John. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul.
Tell us about, first of all, how does this work? Like, say my dentist tells me I need a root canal and I don't understand what that's all about. I could be able to get a podcast explanation of this whole thing if I've got an iPod?
That's correct. Dental Health has initially put up 5 of these podcasts dealing with some of the most common procedures and the questions they seem to get most often. And in an effort to help patients before they come in the office or if they're thinking about having one of these procedures, a root canal or a tooth replacement or cosmetic dentistry or tooth whitening, that sort of thing, they can go online and either listen streaming or download the podcast to their computer or their iPod or other MP3 player and have the basic questions answered before they even have to get in and visit with the dentist about the specifics of their case.
No, there's nothing more terrifying than when the dentist tells you you need one of these procedures and you think, oh my God, because I don't know what it is. Dentists are not, you know, when they have signs up that say painless dentist, they always are, but for some reason it's the dental hygienist that always makes you hurt, you know, but you still worry because you picture pain and, oh my God, what's this going to do to my mouth and blah, 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 you know.
Well, there's not a bigger dental phobe out there probably than me, but I think modern dentistry has dealt with a lot of those problems in a lot of different ways. But these podcasts really go a long way to answering questions that most of us would have, and that's part of the approach that we took in designing them and the approach in producing them is that we tried to anticipate the kinds of questions most patients would ask or have about a particular procedure, and then address them in the podcast in a dialogue style, similar to sort of an NPR interview, as opposed to just having a dentist be recorded talking about a procedure. It's an interactive conversation.
Now, they explain this because when they explain things in medical terms, words get in there that we don't understand and have to go look up or something. Are they very easy to understand? And about how long are these programs in length?
We decided that the length should be dictated by the subject matter rather than having any artificial time limit on it. These podcasts, these 5 in particular, range from about 3 minutes to about 7 minutes, depending on the complexity.
Okay.
The shorter one is relating to kids' dentistry, pediatric dentistry. What parents who have never really had a child into the dentist before, what they should expect and what the child should expect. The longest one happens to relate to the fairly recently discovered link between gum disease and heart disease. It's a little more complex, but when we did the editing on these and in the interviews itself, I think both us and the dentist were very careful to use terminology that all of us could understand. One of the funniest little clips out of the root canal podcast, for example, talks about the fact that the material they put into the tooth after they've performed the root canal is actually gutta percha, which is what the original golf balls were made out of years ago.
Hmm. Okay, well, see, if I heard the word gutta percha, I'd say, oh, no, anything but that, because I didn't know what it was until you just kind of explained it to me here. Where'd the idea for this all, to make these podcasts and put it all on the internet, where did that come from?
Well, podcasts are just a tremendously growing and hot new technology out in the last couple of years, and they really started out being performed mostly by a community out there that felt like it was an effective way to bypass, you know, big communications giants and communicate directly with people about anything. And typically they were individuals talking about whatever was of interest to them. They've come a long way since then. There are still a lot of those folks out there, and they're kind of fun to listen to when you surf the web and find them. But more and more people are using better technology, better software, state-of-the-art digital recording products and so forth, and they are being used more to communicate information and education and in cases of businesses promoting them. Last fall, started thinking about how many opportunities there might be for podcasting here in the upper Midwest
mm-hmm.
by groups or businesses that wouldn't have their own talent or didn't want to invest in the equipment and the software themselves.
Okay. Just about out of time, John. Okay, I'm just about out of time.
Anyway, that's how we launched into it, offering these kinds of services for people who really wanted to take advantage of the technology but didn't have the time or ability to invest in it themselves.
All right, so you have a great day. Thanks for being with us.
You bet.
All right, it is 8:25. Good morning.
Sponsored in part by OnStar from GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.